So, Johnny, I told you I had some news you didn't want to hear, and it's about Skittles.
Oh, no. Please.
I know Skittles are your favorite candy, correct?
My heart just, like, skipped a beat for a second.
What's your favorite Skittle flavor?
My favorite Skittle flavor is probably, between the red ones. I love the grape ones.
So, grape is my favorite, followed closely by lemon.
Lemon is delicious as well.
Now, you said red. Because you don't know what flavor red is, do you? I saw you like deer in the headlights over
red
there.
Red is red.
Red is red flavor. Well, that's legitimate.
Well,
in
it's
candy,
cherry or whatever.
Red
it
is red. Yeah. You know about this new scientific research that's super sciencey and the most scientific research ever done that has proven that all Skittles taste the same. And I know you don't want to hear it, but Johnny, I just got to level with you. I got to give you some science talk. So here it goes.
Okay.
Professor Charles Spence, author of Gastrophysics, The New Science of Eating, conducted an experiment asking participants to guess the flavors of various fruit-flavored clear liquids. When they were given the clear liquids, they all guessed correctly. But once the liquids were given colors that didn't correspond to their flavors, the participants didn't do so well. People saw the color and got confused. So they'd see, you know, red.
Sure.
But they would taste purple.
Okay.
And they couldn't figure out how to make those things go. So Don Katz told NPR that Skittles people, being much smarter than most of us, recognize it's cheaper to make things smell and look different than it is to actually make them taste different. So they have different colors and different fragrances, but
okay.
They all taste exactly the same, according to this neuropsychologist.
No, that is wrong. And I don't understand. And that's why. So what's the deal with all of these scientific studies that I could easily prove wrong?
Well, and here's my question about this so-called science. I'm putting it in air quotes.
Okay.
We all know that smell has a lot to do.
It's part of taste.
With taste. So to me, it is illegitimate science to try to break those two things apart. Like, you can't say something tastes just like something else if it actually smells different, because smell is part of the taste.
Exactly.
I think we're smarter than this neuropsychologist. I think we're smarter.
And I've proven before, when I was younger, I've proven that I am a Skittles connoisseur, and I can easily, blindfolded, I promise you, I can wear a blindfold and get most of all, probably all, Skittles correct.
I think we need to ask the public, what do they think? Is this a thing? Do Skittles all taste the same, or are we right? Are we correct?
Yeah. We are fired up over this right now. I am very upset.
Uh-huh.
I'm also questioning science.
You're forming a boycott of science.
Of science in all. Because
all of these
researches lately where, and that has been my biggest thing with all scientific researches.
All of it, huh?
Pretty much all of them.
Okay.
Because there will, like we've said before, there will be one scientific thing that proves this.
Right.
And then 3 months later, there will be another scientific research that will
prove
disprove that.
Like butter. Is it good? Is it bad?
Right.
Eggs, are they good? Are they bad? Who knows?
Exactly.
Depends what scientist you talk to.
I know. And I guess I'm a scientist because I can debunk the fact that we found out recently through a guy named Don Katz, which that sounds like a fake name anyway.
I mean, he's a neuropsychologist, so he's probably for real. But okay, go on.
He has said that Skittles all taste the same.
And you know this to be patently false because you have eaten more Skittles than probably anybody else I know.
I at one point ate Skittles every single day for probably 3 years.
So Johnny, I think tomorrow we're definitely going to have to try this out. You're going to have to taste test some Skittles and see.
We're going to have to, because I noticed downstairs, I was so fired up about it, I went down to the vending machine to see if I had Skittles.
You just really wanted to eat some Skittles though, didn't you?
Yeah,
yeah,
but
okay.
I don't have the Skittles, so either I'm going to have to go to the store and get Skittles, or somebody's going to have to drop off Skittles here today and bring them to us, and then we're just going to have to prove this sometime tomorrow.
Okay, all right, I'm up for it, because I like you, don't believe the science in this so-called scientific research, so.
Yeah, I know it's a lie, but who's with me? Who can say that Skittles do not all taste the same? Because they said that about gummy bears and
gummy
something
bears,
else too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. To me, those all taste different.
Exactly.
Different taste.
And taste is a part of smell. Or smell is a part of taste.
They go together.
It's a proven thing.
What's the deal with all this bad science?
It's ridiculous. So give us a call, 934-9830. Jenny, do you agree with me?
They do not, because the yellow ones taste like what I would think Lemon Pledge would taste like.
Is that what Lemon Pledge tastes like?
It tastes like what Lemon Pledge smells like.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. And that's the thing, is that they're saying the stuff that's on the inside is all the same. And that doesn't matter. The shell is still part of the candy.
Right. And, you know, the purple ones taste like grape.
Yep.
The yellow ones taste like Lemon Pledge. The the orange ones taste like orange.
Exactly.
They are wrong.
Right. Well, thank you for being on my side, Jenny.
You're welcome. I got your back.